This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Baby Girl Zay came through right now with My Needs alongside Blue K. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash with the Winter Stock himself, your side chick's favorite DJ, right? And as you know, this is the best of lunchtime radio right here on the Capricorn Adventure. This is the home to all things music. Joining me in studio this afternoon, I would say, man, she is a trap queen, right? She's bold, she's fierce, unapologetic, and she's the first lady of MT Records, known to blend, you know, personal storytelling. Adventure family, please do help me welcome the one and the only Baby Girl Zay.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
No, I'm blessed. Blessed and highly favored, right? Me and my producer were actually, you know, not really arguing, but not sure if it is Baby Girl Zay, Baby Girl Zai, because I mean, and I'm like, nah, man, you need to ask her, is it Zay or is it Zai, so that we can get it right. You know what I mean? So that we can get it right. But nonetheless, thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We are so excited to have you. Now, I mean, a lot of people have seen you, you know, on stage with MT and the gigs and whatnot, right? But if a person does not even know who Baby Girl Zay is, how would you introduce yourself to that person?
Yeah, so first and foremost, like you said, it's Baby Girl Zay, the first lady of MT Records. Right now, I just dropped a song called Manje. Mm-hmm. It is a little, you know, taste of what I'm tapping into now in 2026. But yeah, I'm a trap queen. I'm from Joburg. And I really like the new wave sound. You know, I've been making like hyper pop and this alien trap. We call it alien trap. But I'm also trying to blend the local sounds with the international sounds, so you'll hear a lot of that.
Oh, really, really interesting. Now, let's talk about, you know, your first encounter with music. When was that?
So I actually played a lot of instruments growing up. I've played the piano, and I'm actually like at a teaching level for drumming as well. So yeah, I think from a very young age, because I started playing instruments at 5 years old. But making my own music, it started when I was 14.
So when did the whole recording thing start? When you knew that, you know what, this is what I want to do, I need to start recording music now. When did that start?
Yeah, I think I'd say I started recording music at 14.
Okay.
Or basically like the end of 13, and then started dropping at 14, but fully from 14. But yeah, it was like I did do vocal coaching and vocal training prior. But when I got into, I was like, one at a time now. I wanna stop doing this instrument. And then eventually it was like I just did vocal coaching. And then I was like, I'm not trying to sing other people's songs all the time. I also want to sing my own.
That's so dope. Now, how has the journey been? You know, would you, if you were to characterize or even just, you know, give it a rating and explain to us, how has the journey been? Was it an easy one? How would you describe your journey within the music industry?
I'd say it's never easy. I think no matter what you do and what you're focused on, nothing's always as simple as you'd expect it to be. It's been a roller coaster, ups and downs. But overall, I'm extremely grateful that I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, it is my passion. So the fact that I get to do that every day for a living, I mean, that makes me so happy. But yeah, nothing's ever easy. I'd say there's always give and take, but it's about taking the downs as a way to grow and be better. It's never a fail.
But now, if you were to, you know, also explain to someone else, how do you get over the difficulties of the journey? You know, the things that you face within the journey.
That's a really nice question. I'd say you just have to stay focused on what you want and don't let other people's opinions like take you away from what your goal is. You can achieve anything. As long as you're putting in that time and effort, I think you can do everything that you're putting your mind to.
All right. No, that's dope, man. So now, trap music. Why trap music? What was so appealing to trap that you were like, you know what, this is me. I'm signing up for this. I am doing this. I'm getting into this. I will be the trap queen. Why trap?
Trap has always been the genre I go to for anything, whether it's I'm feeling depressed or anxious about something. I go to it for that validation, that feeling of I'm not alone. Also, just if I'm happy, you know, if you're trying to set the tone, you're going out, you want to have that bounce and that feel good energy. I think that trap is overall like one of the best genres, you know. I've always felt that way.
I agree.
And yeah, I think there's so much to it. Like it can be fun, it can be serious, it can be sad, it can be happy. I just think that with trap music, you actually have the platform to speak a lot more about a specific topic than just like a pop song. It'll have less lyrics. But yeah, I also felt that trap was there for me growing up, so I wanted to make trap so that others could feel that I'm there for them.
That is so much. Yeah, that is so dope, actually. So now let's talk about the first lady of MT Records.
Yeah.
How did that come about? How in the world did that come about? First lady of MT Records?
Yeah.
Take me through that. Take me through that.
It's actually because of this song that I just dropped called Manje.
Okay.
So I worked on this song quite a while back, like 3 years back. And we wanted to add that MT feature, you know, to obviously give it that bounce, that, that good feel, you know. So we thought that he was the best fit for it. We got him in studio to lace a verse on it. And while we were playing the song, I don't even think he was writing his verse yet, but he pulled me aside and he said, yo, I actually want to take you under my wing. You're very talented and I'd like to sign you to MT Records. And then after that session, we kind of just sat down and said, yeah, well, you know, I appreciate this, let's, and this is a good opportunity. So let's do it.
That is so straight, man. So I mean, what you've been doing, as you mentioned, that since you were five, you were all about, you know, the instruments, you know, your voice training and all of that. But what actually got to you that level where you're like, you know what, this is the right career move for me? You know, that know that you have within you to say, this is the right career path. How, what had to happen for you to actually believe that?
I think for me, like, because the trap music got me through so much mental health issues and blocks, I just felt like it was right. Like, I would do other things, you know, maybe test out, like, if I want to do sports or if I want to, you know, like, growing up, I did test a lot of different things to see where I actually enjoyed being the most. But I always knew there was something different. You play music and I'm there, and I would like come up with little lines here and there. I'm not the much of a freestyler, I'd say, but I just love the fact that music unites everybody, you know. Music is it connects us all.
100%.
And that's something that I'm very passionate about, is connecting people.
100%.
So definitely, I don't see myself doing
anything else.
Yeah.
That's when you know. That's when you know this is definitely for you. Nonetheless, she goes by Baby Girl Zay, man. She's right here in studio with us. If you just joined us, we are having a conversation with the first lady of MT Records. She goes by the name of Baby Girl Zay. Hey, man, trust and believe, what a collaboration. Those are bars on bars. The beat is crazy. But I want to find out from you, Zay. I mean, let's talk about Manje.
Yeah.
You know, what inspired the song?
So there's a few things that I'd say actually inspired the song. First and foremost, I say for me, the beat definitely inspired me to tap into something new, that being the Vinak, because it's my first Vinak song. That was like quite a big thing for me, you know. I've been trying to get into it and learn, and I think that this beat really got me going and said, yeah, English isn't gonna cut it. So I had to tap in and learn something. And then I think, just if people have an issue, we gotta sort it out now. You know, we got a problem, we're gonna sort it out one way or another. So
and speaking of which, you know, I mean, when one listens to the song, what is it that you're trying, you want to get that listener to say, or you know what, this is something I want you to get from the song? What is that thing that you want the listener to get from the specific song called Manje?
I'd say confidence. You know, I want the listeners to feel that confidence in themselves, because I know there'd be a lot of people who be hating on you and saying whatever. So it's just about, you know, recognizing that and being confident, being like, they're talking about you for a reason, you know. They wouldn't be saying something if there was nothing to talk about. But nonetheless, you know, make sure that people are in check.
Most definitely. I mean, you worked with Hustler on this one. So is this a start of, I know, I mean, you're the first lady of MT Records, but are there other projects that maybe we should look out for that are coming, that you're busy with? What's happening within the projects?
So With Manje featuring MT, it's the first single from my upcoming EP called A to the A, which is all about mixing the local sounds with the international sounds and showcasing how our artists deserve the respect on a global scale. We also have an MT Records mixtape on the way too, which is gonna be fire. We got a lot of songs ready for that, so stay tuned for that too. And yeah, I think for 2026, that's the main focus. Right now, we are actually running a Manje challenge on my TikTok. So if you want to partake in that challenge, just go check out my TikTok and, you know, join the challenge.
Most definitely. I mean, do you have people maybe that, you know, you also want to partner, work with, feature? Are they those people that you feel like, you know what, with the type of energy that you're bringing, you know, listening to the kind of drops that you have already, are they people that you feel like, if I collaborated with ABC, these are the right people that we could actually make fire together?
100%. There's actually a lot of people I like to work with, but I think the main focus for now would be like Sjava and Blackie. Shout out to Sasti as well. He's been going crazy. So definitely those three are the main focus right now for the features.
All right. And how is it looking, you know, for the year? I mean, I know that you mentioned that you're busy with the EP and stuff, but since, you know, you just dropped Manje, what does the year look like when it comes to, you know, music wise for Zay? Like, how are you feeling different from when you started?
I mean, I actually have been pushing this song like harder than a lot of the other past songs I've released. And yeah, I really, really, really love this song. I think that's also why.
It's a dope one. Shout
out.
It's a dope one. No. But there's no other way. So before we wrap it up, right? As you said, that people need to jump on the TikToks, jump on the challenges. Can you give us your social media handles, booking details, wherever people can reach Baby Girl Zay?
100%. So on all social media platforms, it's at Baby Girl Zay. That's at Baby GRLZAE. And on all streaming platforms, it's Baby Girl Zay as well, but the I is an exclamation. Like I said, Manje Challenge now on TikTok. So go check it out. Dancing, act it out, everything. But we're actually giving away 3K. So go check that out on my TikTok.
Hey, me, I want that money. Me, I want that money. Hey, I must jump on that one. Me, I want that money. But nonetheless, any messages you have maybe for your day one fans?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for all the support. And thank you if you tuned in right now. It means so much to everybody here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity here at Capricorn FM. Means so much. And I hope that you are having an amazing day. Just remember to believe in yourself and keep going. You got this.
She goes by the name Baby Girl Zay. Thank you so much, Zay, for coming through. We really do appreciate you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.